Wednesday morning. I'm so glad to join you for another Shift Today Radio experience where you get a chance to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to go right in and pray today because we're going to have such a great segment as we're reminded to stay in line with the Word of God, to keep our words in alignment. No matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter what we may experience, and those things may be all a reality, but I tell you, truth is always higher than what we see and what we feel, because we're called as believers to walk by faith and not by sight. Let's go right in and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day on this Shift Today Radio experience. I thank you, Father, that I have an opportunity to come alongside of you and minister the word of God. Jesus, you are the head and we are the body. As you began to even think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay for such a time as this, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you open up our ears and our hearts to receive the ministry of the word of God. And no weapon that is formed against any of us shall prosper today. For I am decreeing and declaring, even starting off on this segment, that we are the head, not the tail. We are above and not and never again beneath. And all authority Jesus has given unto every single believer. So we rule and we master. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Open up our hearts and our ears to receive the ministry of the word of God this day in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you began this great work in each one of us. You are pleaded. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen. This morning, just want to remind you to keep your words in alignment with the word of God. Proverbs 21:23 says, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from trouble. You know, trouble is going to show up. Temptations are going to show up. Trials are going to show up. But the word of the Lord tells us today to guard our mouth and guard our tongues. Don't just allow your mouth, as I like to call it, don't just allow yourself to get sloppy with your words, to start to think any kind of way. Keep your heart and guard your tongue in the name of Jesus. You're going to keep yourself from trouble. This is how you're going to stay, keep your mind and your mindset and stay in alignment with what God is saying. That's what I'm talking about today. Stay in line with the word of God. So whatever your body may be experiencing, whatever you might see or whatever you might be feeling, we're not denying those things as realities, but what we do know is truth is higher than every reality. Remember, Jesus is the solution. And if you have Christ inside of you, guess what? You are a solution, which means you have the answer, have the word of God. He says in 1 John 2:20 that you know all things. And as I like to cause us to remember that the primary reason a lot of times of our suffering is basically forgetfulness. So we must remember the things of God and remember what God has said to us and stay in line with the word of God. In spite of what you see, in spite of what you hear, let the word of God constantly be a steady stream inside of your spirit. You know, there are times I remember even in the beginning of the ministry and even in the beginning of my business, things were very contrary to what I desired. But what I chose to do was to stay in line with the word of God. When you stay in line with the word of God, guess what? You keep yourself from troubles. You can trouble your trouble with the word of God. Remember, the word was first. And what did the Holy Spirit, what was he hovering over? He was hovering. His presence was there. His effervescent presence was there before God, just like his effervescent presence is before you and I, because he's waiting for you to say something. But you can't say something until you know something. And you can't know something until you hear something, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So even today, concerning, let's just say, your health, or say concerning finances, or concerning things that could be happening in your marriage or whatever it could be, stay in line with the word of God. For God was here first. God was here. His a word was established. You know, when we talk about his word and being established, we're also talking about his covenant. His covenant was established. Remember, God first made a covenant, first and foremost, with himself. That's why he had to allow Adam to sin, even though that was not his will for Adam to sin, because he gave Adam a free will. It's not God's will for you to be in imperfect health. It's not God's will for you to be broke and lack. It's not God's will for you to, you know, whatever the restraints are. Because remember, whatever the enemy does, that's a form of restraint. That's a form of containment. God has not called you to be contained. Yes, we're called to not go beyond the boundary lines of which is his word. His word is a plumb line. We're not called to go beyond the boundaries of the word, but we're called to be established in God's covenant, and we're called to rule in that covenant. So when you come on shift, what you're doing, you're establishing your heart. That's what shift is all about. You're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're being called to remember what the former thing was. Even though he says don't remember the former things, he's talking about don't remember the former things of your natural past, but remember the former things. You know what heaven is like because you've been born from above. Hear what I'm telling you, that you were born, you have come from heaven through the city that you lived in, through your mother's womb. So where you come from is not Chicago, not New York, not Baltimore, not Philadelphia, not Israel, not those places. You've come from heaven through the place that you have were born, through your mother's womb. So you, when you're being born again, reborn, refreshed, renewed, you're here to do that in the earth, but you established it here first, in, and you've experienced it first, what heaven is like, because that's where you came from. And so when you get born again, you were born in, born into the earth, you were born in iniquity because of the high treason of Adam. And the high treason of Adam was the reason that Jesus came. So Jesus was the reason for the treason. And so therefore, you don't have really any more issues with sin. Sin is no longer your issue, because you can only have an issue when there's not a resolve, when there's not a solution. There is a solution for sin, and that's the word of God. Our issue is to be responsible to get into the word, to believe the word, to receive the word as an antidote for the things that we could be experiencing, good, bad, or indifferent. The word knows how to do the work. The word is the seed. You plant the seed in the good ground of your heart, and you will see fruit, and you can trouble your troubles today. Hear what I'm telling you. So, talking about staying in alignment with the word of God. The word was here first. So remember, God says that heaven is his, but he's given the earth, that's to us, the sons and the daughters of God, the children of men. So he's given us the earth, and he's given us the earth to rule. That's what he said. And what he tells us in Genesis 1, he says, I've given you this place to rule, to dominate. That was Adam's primary thing, was to rule the earth, rule over it. So you have rulership inside of you. You have royalty inside of you. Remember, a king only decrees one time. As I was reflecting yesterday, we had our leadership ministries training. We were sharing just about the content that we were sharing in the training. And, you know, revelation knowledge really begins to flow when you're in those kinds of settings. And even like now, when we're in these settings, revelation knowledge flows. And so just think, when Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, he didn't say be healed, and say the word of God two or three times. See, a king decreed something one time because Jesus believed that he was a king. He ruled as a prophet, and he was established in the word of God. So as we stay in the word of God and we come in under that jurisdiction and stay within the boundaries, don't get into lasciviousness, don't get outside of the boundary lines of what the word of God says. In order for us to be established in anything, we must come into alignment with the word of God, because remember, the word of God was here first. So go to what was here first. Go with what worked first. God said it was finished. Jesus said it was finished. The only one that has not said that it's finished in the Trinity is the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is waiting for you and I to say that it's finished to a lot of things that we're experiencing. And a lot of things we're experiencing because we are being negligent with our covenant. We're being negligent with our rights as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're being negligent and not being established in our righteousness to rule. When you know that you are right because God has declared you right, and you are not right because you are under some religious or legalistic kind of way because you've done something through some form of work, you're not right because you worked to be right. You are right because Jesus worked to make you right. And now that you have been made right through the declaration of his lordship, now it's time for you to rule in that lordship. Can I hear an amen from the church that's on this broadcast? So with that, since you're being established in your righteousness as the righteousness of God in Christ, it's time for you and I to rule like never before. And why we are seeing so much devastation in the earth, it's not because it's God. It's because of the church. The church is asleep. The church is not quickened and being more apt to take hold and rule in that authority with the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to start commanding as a king. I believe as you begin to get established in the covenant of God, I truly believe that as you and I get in alignment and come under that jurisdiction and to basically really know, because a lot of times faith is there. Faith is present. But why faith isn't operable is because faith is not being ruled out of a believing heart that's being established out of a believing people, which means there's people that have believed to say that this is Jesus' Lord, and they're doing all of this religious works to be established in that. And see, for there, we're wasting too much time, body of Christ. We're wasting too much time. It is time for us to come into the complete rulership of the Holy Ghost. It is time to come under that, under his leadership and rule. The same Holy Spirit that rested upon Jesus is the same Holy Spirit that is resting upon you. It's the same Holy Spirit that is hovering over you, awaiting for you to say something about your situation. The Holy Spirit cannot move outside of the word and outside of the will of God. Remember, the will and the word are one. They are synonymous. They are the same. The Holy Spirit can only hover and move out of a believing heart, not of a heart that's saying words out of like a parakeet. When we come on here, we make these declarations of faith. When I say, come on, say these declarations, I'm reminding you to say it from a place of belief, not a place of unbelief. Why sometimes we don't see the manifestation is because we're saying the word of God out of an unbelieving heart. He says in Mark 11, when you pray, you're praying it from a heart that's saying. He says, when you pray, believe. All throughout scripture, Jesus says, do you believe that I can do this? Not do you believe that you can do this? Because if you believe that you can do it, then you would have already done it. But faith comes on the scene for what is the impossible. Starting December 1st to December the 21st, this will be our third year of doing a fast before the brand new year. Yes, before Christmas, you can do it. Because while you are changing, some of you all are adapting, and I know what some of you all are doing, especially I know in Chicago with the Coach Carol, the coach is getting the results out of Illinois. She's doing the 21-day challenge, and I think they're starting all over again, and they're doing something that's physical and it's been a blessing and it's working. Why is it working? Because they're following the instructions. Well, we are starting faith December 1st to December 21st with a fast. Like the world, they're doing a detox to get their bodies and their physical bodies in alignment. Well, we're doing a faith challenge. And I believe within 21 days with detoxing and fasting, you are regenerating. We're going to change our spiritual palate, what they are doing naturally to lose the weight, to lose the all this other stuff that they're doing naturally. But remember, the spiritual is still first, and it's greater before the natural, because everything that we see physical has a spiritual undertone, because the spirit world is the causal world. Hear what I'm telling you today. The physical world, the thing that you see, is not the cause of the thing. There's something that's being rooted that may not have been of God, that has been planted inside of you, even to gravitate towards more sugar. Hear what I'm telling you today in the natural, because maybe you're eating from a place of unbelief, or maybe you're eating because you're hurting within, or whatever, a pain or something that can be going on within yourself internally. But I'm telling you, we can get it back. So starting December 1st to December 21st, and I'm going to have it on social media. We're going to come back and have accountability. The coach, Holy Spirit, and I, we are going to have accountability, and we're going to share revelation knowledge and concerning faith that you can get results. So my job with the Holy Spirit, we're going to change your spiritual palate, just like when you're changing and going from eating things that are corrupting your temple, the body of the Holy Ghost. Hear what I'm telling you today, that he is living in, and sometimes the Holy Spirit can't flow freely because there's all kind of blockage there in your temple. Well, guess what? We're going to lose unbelief. We're going to lose the wrong mindset, and we're going to take these thoughts captive, and we're going to come in subjection and in alignment with what the Word of God is saying, because the Word was first. The Holy Ghost was here first, and he's going to lead us and guide us into truth, and we're going to get results. The world wants results, so why don't you want faith results? Why don't we get the results for the very thing that Jesus says in Luke 18:8 that he's coming back for? He says, when the Son of Man returns, and he's coming back soon. That's why we see such a heightenedness of iniquity in the earth, because he's getting ready. I believe he's sitting on the edge of the throne. He ain't coming in anxiety. He's not coming in fear. He's coming back with all rulership, and he's coming as a king to continue to rule over his people, because Jesus is the head. Jesus' feet is not in the world. Jesus' hands is not in the world. Jesus' heart is in the world, because what? That's his spirit. That's your spirit. You have the Spirit of God. You have the hands of God. You don't have the head of God, because Jesus Christ is the head. You and I, we are the body of Christ. We are the hands of Jesus, that the hands is being instructed to go out and to help others. Like, we have a toy drive that's coming up. It's called the Queen's Toys for Kids. That means we're going out, the Queen of the Valley Hospital. There are children that are right now in pediatrics, and what are they doing? I'm tying it all together. Don't think that I'm going astray, because I'm telling you this is how you come in alignment. Because, see, when you come in alignment with the Word, you got your heart concerning on people. You're no longer looking in the mirror, always me, 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 and about yourself and how you can get something. Now you're looking out the window to see how that you can continue to be a blessing to advance the kingdom of God. Amen? Because how can this world know that we exist and that we have been called to dominate and rule in the earth until they see some sort of demonstration? Because of what I'm seeing, literally, in the spirit world, we're looking too close and too much alike like the world. There must be something that is different about us. There must be a distinctionness. And I believe that through this 21-day fast, detox, faith challenge from December 1st to December 21st, praying now on how you're going to fast. What are you going to eliminate? It may not be food. Maybe it's eliminating television. Maybe it's eliminating social media, except for only to get back in there once a week for that accountability part. Whatever it is, we need you to get into full alignment. This is still the year of the harvest. We still have an 1159 God. He still can do miraculous things that maybe you didn't see in February and June and July, and you were still declaring and still believing, because you might have gained a lot more. Maybe you didn't see the natural harvest yet, but guess what? You are getting a harvest in your soul, because the things that you want to see naturally, he says, according to 1 John, 3 John 1 and 2, he says, beloved, I pray above all that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul is getting along well. So just think, if you're not prospering in your health, if you're not prospering in your marriage, if you're not prospering or going to another level of glory in your finances, if you're not prospering in your relationship, if you're not prospering in your mind, if you're not growing at all and you're stagnant and you're dead, this is why you need to physically shift. And so in order to shift, you need to get with people who have the same mindset, because how can you and I and God and you and all of us, according to Amos 3:3, walk together unless we be in agreement? And if we're going to come into an agreement, as he says in 2 or 3, and he would be in the midst of us, we must be in agreement first and foremost with the Word of God. And we can do that if wherever you are, if you're not driving, because this is Shift the Day Radio Experience, just lift up your hand. if you're not driving. Just lift up your hands as a form of surrendering to the Holy Ghost. You can put your ear, put me on speaker, put the phone down. Just lift up your hands as a point of contact just to say this. Say this as your first declaration of faith today, that I surrender. That is the first part of any kind of thing to get to the end. You got to come to the end of yourself. When you come to the end of yourself, you come to the beginning of a place where the Holy Spirit can begin to work. So let's just take a moment of silence, literally, just one moment of silence without me saying anything and just allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now with the lifting of your hand to surrender. And as he's speaking to you, remember Jesus didn't come to point an accusing finger to you. The Holy Spirit is only telling you what he has heard from Jesus and what Jesus has heard from the Father. So what he's telling you to surrender, what he wants you to give up, what he wants you to start believing again, when he wants you to start dreaming again. Remember, there's a scripture that says we were like those who dreamed again. God wants you to dream again. He wants you to see manifestation. He wants you to know that he is real. So with a moment of silence, let him speak to you. I hear the Lord saying, just to lay the weights aside. I hear him saying all the images that you might have created and tried to live up to, he's tearing those down because those weights are too heavy. You have no one to please, I hear him saying, but God himself, your Father himself. Just be a form, by a point of contact, by the lifting of your hands. Let this be a moment of release for you. Jesus has taken all of your burdens. And the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has come. I pray this morning that you've received the ministry of the Holy Spirit and whatever he's speaking to you in those moments of surrender. Because he wants you to believe him again. He is real. It's easier to doubt, believe it or not. It's easier to stay the same because that's easy. It doesn't require work. But this is the work that it's a toiling work. Our work is the work of release and just saying, Holy Spirit, I can't do it. And Holy Spirit, I don't want to do it. That's the perfect way to begin to stay in line, the Word of God, is to surrender. There's beauty in surrendering, there's grace in surrendering. And more than anything, there's power in surrendering. And the word of the Lord tells us in Proverbs 4, he says, my child, and we could just stop right there, my child, see, that's your righteousness. Listen carefully to everything I say. Don't forget a single word. But think about it all. That means meditate on it. Knowing these teachings will mean true life and good health for you. Carefully guard your thoughts, because your thoughts are the source of true life. Never tell lies or be deceitful in what you say. I mean, you could just meditate right there. Proverbs 4, 20 to 24. I read that this morning from the CEV version. So it's the will of God for you and I to have a relationship with him, and he establishes that by saying, my child. And it's the will of God, according to John 10, 27, he says, my sheep, they hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they don't follow. It's the will of God that we cause our thoughts to become agreeable with his will and never forget a single word. And the one of the ways to help you and I to not forget a single word is to think about the word. And that's what he tells us. He says, think about it all. In other words, take it all. When your mind, when you get on a thought of something, allow the thought to completely out. That's how you get into meditation. Take at least 20 minutes. Even if you just take 20 minutes and meditate on one scripture of something that you're believing for, because when I go through this faith challenge, I'm going to show you how you and I are going to get results in a very simple way. Because with, you're going to have a problem that you probably already have or that you will have. And then with that problem, there's a promise that already existed before your problem existed. And then we're going to go into proclaiming that promise from a believing place. And so what we're going to show you how to do is to get rid of that doubt and unbelief and be established in that. This is part of the faith challenge. So we have a problem, we have a promise, we have a proclamation. And then after that proclamation of when you pray, believe you've received it, and you're praying that prayer, you're praying it. No, it's the problem, it's the promise, it's the prayer, then the proclamation, and then it's the praise. Then we enter into thanksgiving. You can continue to do those five steps in every area of your life. And I'm telling you, once you stay on the praise part and you've gotten it by faith, which means you don't pray it once, because remember, a king decrees it once, he prays it once, he says it once. So you don't have to keep going back redundantly to say the prayer. If you keep going back, that means you're in a place where you didn't believe it when you prayed it the first time. So which means we got to go back. To go back, it's like you have to backtrack, just like a coach does in a natural. They have to go back and say, well, how come I didn't lose that 1 pound? And then you go back and say, and the coach says, well, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do that? And if you could say, if you say yes to all of those things or no, there's a way that you have. There's a way that you can find it. Because how do we find it? What does he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So then we go back into seeking. We go back to backtrack. Was there unbelief there when you prayed? Did you doubt? What was happening? Did you get distracted? Did you, whatever it was, something happened for it not to work. So we are going to get into an alignment, and we're going to get this faith thing. Hear what I'm telling you today, at least from this platform. I can't speak from other ministries and other leaders and other pastors and other shepherds. I can only speak for those that are in alignment with this platform and shift today. We are going to get it. And why I am so bent on faith, I'm stretched out and bent on it. Why? Because this is the very thing. This is the very attribute that it says, when the Son of God returns, will he find faith in the earth? So which means everything that you and I do should be preceded of work, not of toil, not what somebody else thinks you should be doing. It should be coming from a place of faith. And the word of God says anything that is not born out of faith, which means anything that you're trying to achieve and attempt to do in the natural realm, from a marriage to a business promotion to a starting a business to going back to school, to if it's not born out of faith, the Bible clearly says that it is sin. And sin has already been dealt with, which means now you got to deal with the thing from the platform that Jesus has already conquered for you and I, and that is getting in alignment with the word of God by faith. Say this with me. I am a world overcomer. I hear my Father's voice, because this is where it all starts, and I surrender. And the voice of a stranger, I will not follow. I believe that I receive the ministry of the Word of God today. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I don't have a spirit of fear, but I have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and of a sound mind. Today's declaration of faith is on the app and it's on the website. Today's decree, and we'll declare it, and it's I am healed. Jesus suffered while carrying my pain, and the sickness in my soul. Because, see, remember, it's not just sickness, physical sickness, which means mental torment. It can be all kinds of sickness. That's how we prosper. As we prosper, our soul is. He was wounded and crushed because of my sin. He took my punishment, required for my well-being, and through his bruises and stripes, I am the healed, protecting my health in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's seal it. I will it. I take it. I have it. I seal my declarations of faith in the name of Jesus. Now unto him, come on and say it, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that I can ask, dare to imagine, according to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from failing and falling and to present me faultless to his glory with exceeding joy. He is sustaining my spirit, my soul, and my body in the Almighty God's name, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the invincible God, the only wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. Amen. Say this last decree. Everything about me is changing for the good by faith, because I overcome evil with good in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, if hallelujah is the highest praise, give it up, and say hallelujah. May the Lord bless God, watch and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you today, and may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Oh, I'm so glad to join you on today's Shift Today radio experience. I pray today that you've heard the word of God and received it today. I look forward to joining you tonight, starting at 6:15 at the Shift Wednesday worship experience. Is going to be good. We're going to experience God in worship, in the word, and in community, in Jesus' name. I love you, and God bless you, and thank you, Legacy Partners and Shift Today Ministry Partners, for making this mission possible. In Jesus' name, amen.